This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast. We discuss current events, politics, the disinformation lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 6, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Quick correction. I said Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. That was Mark Collette. I don't know why I had that wrong. I knew who that was. Thank you, Jeremy, giving me the correction on that, and I was incorrect. I've got two things I want to do, then we're going to take phone calls, 512-248-8252. If you can, please call in on 512-248-8252. I've got a clip I want to play of Tony Robbins. It's only a minute and 30 seconds, but it really fits in good with what we've been discussing. And then we're going to go to Chris, Paul, and Dan. Play audio one, please, Kim.
Just go read John Hopkins' report. They took it down after one day, but 2 weeks ago they came out here in America. They took it down, but if you go on the Wayback Machine, you know, you can go back on your computer and go back in time on the web. So people have already published it again and again. And what it shows is the same number of people have died this year, 2020, has died in 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, and 2015. 2.8 million people. It's within 10 to 15,000 people every year. The same number of old people died in 2020. The only difference is when they looked by disease. Heart disease, for the first time in 30 years, has come down. Cancer has come down. But COVID has gone up in the exact proportions. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Same number of people died. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, the flu has disappeared. It's flatlined. What are the symptoms of the flu? And by the way, flu kills people, and especially kills older people. So we're living in a world where a lot of people might be overreacting because they're trying to protect us because they thought at a 3% mortality rate or 4%, that would be a pandemic. But today, depending on whose research you read, it's 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, which is the same as the flu. And if you're under 50, it's way below that. So we live in a world that if we let people control our focus, we're just going to live in fear and do nothing. And we're going to be people that manage our circumstances.
All right. I wanted to throw that in because there was a lot of good information there. We're going to take phone calls the rest of the hour. We're going to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Farron. And this is really a dangerous time in the empire of lies.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. The empire's getting by with lying quite a bit. Go ahead.
Well, these strategic lies to demonize the opposition party, America-loving patriots and truthers, is just such an insidious over-the-top, beyond the pale. This constitutes Title 18, USAE 1117, conspiracy to commit murder by false incrimination, by projecting word bombs to destroy your enemies who are really doing lawful acts, and of course they're coloring unlawful acts to be peaceful protest. It is just absolutely bizarre, but this is absolutely insidious, and it's ultimately dangerous to freedom and liberty. God bless America. Thank you, Farron. I'll let you have your other callers.
Amen. Amen to that, Chris. I mean, it is amazing that the power of the media on the American society has such sway. And he's correct. I mean, they're totally demonizing. They're trying to make domestic terrorists out of anybody that supported Donald Trump. The MAGA is the new ISIS. And then when you contrast that with the propaganda that the American people have digested with regards to COVID, you know, like we've talked about, they're saying, you know, I played Fossey, said masks don't work. Now they're telling people wear two, wear three, wear four. Paul in New Jersey. Then we got Dan and Tom coming up. Paul, how you doing?
Well, Farron. Hey, yeah, Farron. You know, it's so hypocritical listening to the Democrats that are outraged about because of the comments Marjorie Taylor Greene had made and her so-called conspiracy theories. You know, when you hear about, it's funny how the Democrats always paint the right as conspiracy theorists, and yet the Democrats subscribe to the conspiracy theory that Hillary Clinton won the 2016 election. They also believe that Donald Trump was working and colluding with the Russians to win the election, and that he was always a Russian agent. And the Democrats took it to such an extreme, because that's what they are, they're extremists, and they impeached Trump because of it. And it really shows how craven the extremist Democrats are when they run around pointing the finger at Marjorie Greene. Now, listen, when it comes to extremism, you know, I don't think extremism is when one subscribes to a weird or odd set of beliefs. I think an extremist is someone willing to murder or kill for them. To me, an extremist is somebody who is willing to forego the First Amendment and deny others who you disagree with the right to speech. I think that's the extremism. You know, I think extremism is when you insist, despite the public majority being against it, allowing men or urging men to go to girls' bathrooms. I think that's extreme. I think it's extreme that you are so beholden to your anti-gun cult that you're willing to provoke gun owners by passing legislation to restrict their right to keep firearms they bought legally. You know, and that's what I'm saying. The extremism of the left is incredible, what they're doing now, how they're trying to shut down people even to gather on the Internet. And yet, you might believe that 9/11, like I do, was an inside job or really an Israeli Mossad op, right? And that's verboten, even though we're just speaking. You know, we're committing the crime of disseminating information that they don't like. And so I think it's important when we use adjectives and that we use the correct adjectives. And really, the Democrats are the extremists in this case. And Joe Biden is passing all kinds of extremist legislation. You know, I think coercing and using the government to coerce people to get vaccinated is extreme. I think mandating laws that when people, they're, you know, in Germany, they're passing legislation where you have to wear the mask when you're in your car, Farron. I think that's extreme. I think it's, colluding with airlines and businesses to say that you can't wear a mask, even though the owner of the business thinks masks are unnecessary. And so I think, you know, we have to remember what an extremist is. It's the people who want to go to extremes, and it's not really just because you harbor a belief. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, Farron.
Well, and, you know, I certainly agree, Paul, and I think it's extreme to for the government to willy-nilly be able to go around and say, hey, you're non-essential, so you can go bankrupt or just, you know, survive best you can, close your business because we've gotten this pandemic hoax going on. But you over here, well, Wally World, Walmart, well, you can have 950 people in this business. I mean, that's extreme, and I certainly agree with you. This trying to mandate vaccines, and I've said it the last 3 weeks, I think we're moving toward worldwide vaccination passports or certification. I think they're going to use this, just like the Catherine Fitz clip, to bring about a digitized currency. I mean, they are riding this horse to get the total global wet dream come true, and they're successfully doing it. And I for one, Paul, I've been right about several things, but I admit I've been wrong about several things. I honestly thought in this neck of the woods in which I live, which is a pretty close-knit community, I did not think people would rush out at 4 in the morning to line up to get this vaccine. I did not think they would. I mean, I knew some would, but I didn't think it'd be massive traffic jams in a small town over the vaccine. But I witnessed it firsthand, so it just I really don't know, Paul. You know, I sit around and I wonder, you know, is there going to be some pushback to this, or are we just going to march off into history accepting this absurdity? I don't know anymore. I'm not sure.
Well, we're living under a medical tyranny is what it's morphed into.
Yes.
You know, and it has morphed in, because I remember back in March of last year, they were just, you know, voicing the idea that, oh, the shutdown would only be 2 weeks. And, you know, masks, they didn't even really talk about masks back then so much. And a year later, after we discovered that it's no smallpox, this disease is not an extremely deadly disease which would warrant extreme measures, right? It's not so bad, and yet they're taking extreme measures for a disease that really doesn't require or need extreme measures. And the sad thing about this, the way they're going to stretch this out, Baron, is after this, you know, and it is mutating and becoming different strains. I mean, how long are they going to milk this? You know, because what's going to happen is, yeah, you got your vaccines for the normal strain, but now the new strain, let's say, came out of South Africa. You have to get the next vaccine for the mutated strain. And on again, and this is the culture, you know, they're acculturating us to always rush off and think, oh, what's the latest vaccine? I have to have it. And that's why this is part of this is a big pharma takeover. You know, it's like big pharma on steroids with the power, and they conditioned us to accept this.
And you know, Paul, let me interject this. I've said this for a decade on RBN. We see things stay in a rotation. And what I mean is, now it's the big payoff to big pharma. They're raping billions off this COVID hoax. Also, simultaneously, the banks are getting a windfall because the government is borrowing trillions of dollars over the COVID hoax. And now, with what President Biden is doing with the oil companies, big oil is going to have a windfall because gas is going up. So, you know, it's always the evaporation of the middle class. And big oil, big pharma, the military-industrial complex, or big oil, or big media is always taking a turn at the trough and getting richer.
Exactly. And we're in the middle of this getting pushed from all sides, and the middle class is going to become the lower working class from the looks of it. And it's a tragedy, and we do have to try to resist wherever we can in what little ways we can. But with this government and the way it's going, it doesn't seem, and this is both parties are just in on this. You know, even Marjorie Taylor Greene, she had her mask on when she was in the speaking in the floor of the Congress, if I recall.
And it had censored. It said censored on it or something, and she was in the empty hall. But go ahead.
Yeah. No, and this is the absurdity of this. And, you know, we have to try to resist when we can. But, you know, when you're in somebody else's store and it's not your property, I argue, you know, even as a libertarian, you don't have an option. You know, or else they're going to throw you out, you know, unless it's that store in Florida that allows you to be maskless. But, you know, and that's part of the problem of the mass hysteria. When you're in the minority on this, there's nothing you can really do when so many people have bought into this, and it's tragic. On that note, thank you, Farron.
It is tragic. Thank you so much, Paul. Let me get this in right quick right here. A British woman questioning the COVID-19 crisis in the UK has been banned from visiting any hospital across the country save for emergency after she repeatedly filmed and shared videos of what she claimed were empty wards. So Hannah Dean, this is a RT.com story, banned from all hospitals because what? She was going out and showing the truth. I mean, that is the world in which we live. I mean, incredible. All right, Dan in Washington, Tom, Tony, and Mark coming up. Dan, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Thanks for taking the call. Just curious, you were saying you were a business owner. This minimum wage, I really think a lot of the callers and the hosts should support raising the minimum wage, which is really just adjusting it for inflation. So like when this lady, the speaker you had on is talking about this consolidation of wealth, you know, you've had the banker bailouts, you've had trillions, you've had inflation, and yet they can't raise minimum wage like they've done all through when we were growing up. So that's leading to more consolidation of wealth in Wall Street. So I think it's good to point out to the Bernie people or to just normal working class people that they just squished the minimum wage bill, and Biden is not going to give a damn about the working class American. So, because I knew Obama wouldn't raise the minimum wage, because I was watching that show, McLaughlin Group on NPR, and they used to have Pat Buchanan on there. I liked it, but they had Mort Zuckerman, and Mort Zuckerman said, "Hey, it's not a good time to raise the minimum wage." And he was supposed to be some kind of progressive, but as you know, really, he's just kind of a Wall Street Jewish oligarch. You know, he represents that point of view. So I knew as soon as he said that, Obama would never raise the minimum wage. And now you see Biden squishing the minimum wage. It didn't get raised under Trump. I mean, I think it's $7 an hour. But, you know, if you pay people to work, that's not socialism. So it's if you have low wages, that's going to want more socialism. So I think it's a lie that it affects big corporate or small businesses more than big corporations. I think the big corporations, who the economy is doing great for right now, they're the ones that don't want minimum wage to go up. And what do you think about that? I mean, do you want to pay people to work? When you had a business, you probably, I bet you paid better than minimum wage. So was it a big deal?
I paid better than minimum wage. I never paid minimum wage, but it was kind of a, you know, these were, they had a certain skill set in this business. But let me throw this out. I think $7 is low minimum wage. But when you say, hey, it should be raised to $15, the jobs at McDonald's and fast food, typically, when I was growing up, you know, there was jobs for teenagers, high school kids, kids going to college or whatever, not people trying to raise a family on it. If you go to $15 minimum wage, then, you know, what's your Big Mac going to be, $10? I don't know. And two, if you make $7 an hour out in this rural area I live, you've got a lot more spending power than probably if you make $7 an hour in Charlotte. I think $7 an hour is low, but I would be opposed to raising it to $15 because I think it's too much. It varies too much across the country, and it's the businesses are just going to pass the price on to the consumer. I think there's certain businesses that should be able to pay lower wages like that because they're hiring. They should be able to hire, you know, high school kids and that type of thing. That's not trying to have a career. McDonald's did not start out as a career path for which it has turned into that. And I certainly realize that, but I think more government rules and regulations mandating small business, it has a stifling effect. It should level itself out. Like if you're paying $7 an hour and nobody will come and take your job, then you're going to have to raise the wages. So there's a lot of aspects of that, and you can argue a bunch of various facets to that, as I know you know, but that's kind of my take on it. Dan.
All right. Yeah, I just you know, I looked at some website adjusted for inflation. It would be, they say, $15 an hour. They said it would actually be $17 an hour because we've had so much inflation. You know, so.
Hey, hang on for me 1 second. I got the break. I want to make another comment and get your take, and then we'll move on. Back in moments.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 512-248-8252. I just wanted to say this, Dan, you're exactly right about if you changed it for the way of a rate of inflation, because here in this area, and you've probably heard me say this before, people have been making $10-$12 an hour, $13-$14 an hour since the 90s. For 30 years, the wages have stayed practically stagnant in lower skilled jobs. But what happens is, if you look, take a Honda Accord, for instance, back in the 90s, one was $15,000. Now they're $40,000. They've over doubled, almost tripled, but the wages have stayed stagnant. But you got to factor into that when you've got a government that allows mass immigration, especially illegal immigration, then that works directly to suppress wages, which is what the big corporations, they want cheap labor. So that's the reason they do it. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, you've seen wages stay as low as they have for 30 years. I just don't know that the government stepping in, that if they mandate the wage, then you're just going to see the prices of everything go up across the board on everybody. Well, but anyway, I'll give you the last word, and then we'll move on to Tom, Tony, Mark, and okay. Miles.
Yeah, what you're saying is exactly correct, and I would encourage Cesar Chavez, look at what happened in the 70s. If you go on YouTube, Cesar Chavez uses the word wetback, and he describes how they're using illegal immigrants or immigration generally to suppress wages and to, you know, destroy any kind of union or workers' movement. And that's what these big companies like Amazon and stuff are doing. That's why they promote diversity. So it's I think it's about the only way we can fight back. It would cause some inflation, but it would be the bottom up as far as it's the only way, because all the wealth is concentrated in Wall Street. So they've had, there's going to be inflation either way. So you can either have inflation with wages going up or inflation without. And that's exactly correct. I mean, the minimum wage now has probably actually like a third buying power of what it was in 1986. When I made the minimum wage. So.
Yeah, and anyway, that's the other thing. Right. Yeah, your buying power has been diminished all the way through while everything else has went up in price. All right, we're going to Tom in Florida. How you doing?
Yeah, fair enough. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you. And to Dan, before I go down, I just want to say this, Farron. Elections have consequences, and we surely are finding out in this election what consequences are. But to your caller, last caller, Dan, I don't think we should raise the minimum wage of $15, maybe $12, but not $15. Because, listen, these illegal aliens are coming in here like crazy. They'll work for $8 an hour. And I'll tell you how I can know this. I know Redlands, where they have the pickers out there, the farmland out there. The Mexicans were picking crops for years. Now the Haitians come in, and they'll, instead of doing $3 a barrel, they'll do it for $2 a barrel. Next, you'll have all these other people coming in from Central America. They'll do it for $1 a barrel. So this is how it is, okay? And as far as this, I want to talk about this, Farron. These Koch brothers think we're a bunch of suckers. The Koch brothers think we're suckers, okay? They think the white people in this country should be suckers for them, for these stinking Koch brothers. Why don't we ship all these illegal aliens? Everybody's coming in this country right where their state is, right what the town they have them two brothers live in, or three brothers, those Koch sucker brothers. That's where we should ship all these illegals, right to their state. Or ship them right into Delaware. Let's take all these illegals and ship them right into Delaware. Right there where Joe Bumbling Buffoon Biden's at. That imbecile who's going to bring all these people in here. You know, I'm tired of hearing all this crap about him. I can't talk about immigration. Well, I'm going to talk about immigration a little bit. But then I'm going to, before I really want to get him on immigration, I lost my train of thought with the last caller because he talked about minimum wage. Okay, yeah, the minimum wage, like you just pointed out to him, that's been going on for 30 years. All of a sudden, you're going to try to change that? And then we'll go to this Marjorie Greene. But the immigration situation, Farron, look what it's doing to Europe. Even now, right now. Okay, and I guess I'm very important to tell you. But right now, the French are even basically saying this whole election in France is going to be about women starting to have babies, white women and French women. They're not having children. Okay? Now, let me ask you this, Farron. Have you been following the Breitbart and Drudge when they reported about the New York Times? Did you hear about the New York Times yesterday?
What story in particular?
Okay, the story is this. They're breaking down how Biden won the election and Trump lost the election through white vote, from the white male vote and the white female vote. And the majority vote didn't really even count. Now, they're talking about the suburbanite women who voted more for Biden this time than in 2016 they voted for Trump. Now, all of a sudden, safety is not the biggest concern or rioting and all that in their communities. So I'm saying to myself, look at this. The New York Times is pointing out now that it was a white person, white people who put Biden in power, which is a filthy lie. And the filthy lie is this, the New York Times and these print media criminals. And look what they did to Lou Dobbs on Fox News, because Lou Dobbs is a patriot. And how these Zionists are actually running the mindset. It's a big psyops. It's like when you used to go to the movies, and at an intermission, they would be running the silver screen would be flat black, but you'd be sending their subliminal messages. There's subliminal messages to all these women. That's exactly what's going on. But let me finish what I want to talk about the New York Times, what they're saying.
All right,
Aaron.
Hang on for me, Tom. We'll talk about it on the other side. We're going to have to wrap it up pretty quick. I got a full bank of callers. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Florida, we got Tony, Mark, Miles, and Tom coming up. So if you can, Tom, wrap it up in about 3 minutes, and I'll get everybody some time on here.
Yeah, well, first off, what a concept to have white women have white babies and paying them $25,000. I think it's a great idea. But listen, go back to the New York Times, Farron. 6% more white males voted for Biden, a Democrat, this election, according to samples from the New York Times than 2016. 18% more white women voted for Biden than Trump in 2016. Now, if you look at it, if it was only white men and black men voting in this election, and the Hispanic men, you could put them in, Trump would have won in a landslide. But when it comes to the female, the white female, according to the New York Times, that then the white women broke for Biden over Trump. So there's your synopsis and how they're using this mind wash and how white, you, like a white people, a lot of white people don't even like their white skin color. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just absurd. But this last election was stolen, but because Trump did get a lot more minority votes, especially black Afro-American males. So, and he still lost the election, according to what they say, by almost 7 million votes. And I saw one thing had was $8-10 million. I mean, it's all a big lie. I don't know what to think anymore, Farron. I'll tell you the honest truth. But, you know, getting back to what I have to say about the illegal immigration that's coming here, this keeps continuing on. California's gone forever. There's 8 million more illegals that are always going to want a free handout, so they're going to always vote Democrat. That state's going to be naturally blue for years. Now, Texas, they're going to try to flip it. Florida, and, of course, you see what's going on in Arizona. They're going to keep bringing these people in here. These people work for $7, $8 an hour. They'll live 10 in a house. They have 10, 12 living in a house. And what the heck do they care? They're in America, and they're bleeding off the white man. White man, bad man. Orange man, bad man. But we're coming here to take over the orange man's country. It's unbelievable. Wow. And then you got these joke brothers sponsoring it. You got Soros paying $1,800 to BLM and Antifa to go do rioting, and he don't get arrested, but they want to go after Donald Trump in an impeachment, that he's not even in power. But Soros walks scot-free. Maxine Jocelyn Maxwell, who's working for Mossad, she walks free. I mean, it's unbelievable.
The hypocrisy is just unbelievable, Tom. Hey, and two, I was listening to John's show last night. There was a caller called in and said that in Georgia, they have 159 counties. Only 19 counties went red, and they swayed the entire election in the Senate election. So all of the other people in the 140 counties are disenfranchised because of the urban centers. It's incredible. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to move quickly. I'm going to get everybody on. Thanks, Tom, for the phone call. Tony in Chicago, then Mark Miles and Tom coming up. Tony, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
I'm miserable. Two things. People need to go to BitChute.com. You go to a channel called Fat News, okay? There's a video that I've been posting on, a series of videos that I've been posting on VaccineHoax.com. 501 deaths in U.S. following COVID-19 vaccines have been reported to CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, as of January 29, 2020. Okay, CDC has a on their site has a page where people can report deaths and bad results from taking vaccines. It's called a Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. See, this is the only place where you're going to get the truth about this Jew COVID hoax vaccine, which is nothing but white genocide. I was saying that when I was called in a couple months when I was in Florida. This vaccine's white genocide, and there's a hell of a lot more than 501 deaths on this thing. This is just the ones that have been reported to this website, okay, the CDC website, people that have heard about this. There's a whole lot of people out there. Their grandparents have been murdered in these homes. And they don't even know about this site. You understand what I'm saying, Farron?
Oh yeah.
They don't know where to report it. So this vaccine
Tony, what's going to happen? Just like that guy told you, got the vaccine this week here where I live, and then he fell out and they couldn't breathe. That's not. They probably won't even report that as a reaction to the vaccine. They'll say he had a heart attack or something. You know.
Well, you know, there's a whole lot of those people. They find this website and they report it. But like I said, I'm just wasting time here. Most people don't know about this website. It could be 2,000 or 3,000 dead people by now, old farts that are croaking off of this thing. We have no idea. We don't. Anyway, look, I'm going to be very blunt here. Why is the Republican Party, okay, who just surrendered us to hardcore anti-white genocidal communism, Why exactly are they just such a bunch of treasonous, traitorous filth? Okay? Well, that's a real easy question. It's really easy to define. All you have to do, you can go to BitChute or any of these others and type in Kufi, Christians United for Israel. See? And you go to the 2019 conference, and the headliner was VP Pence, and you know, two-thirds of the party's there, okay? All these traitors, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, which did stand up to the communist election fraud, but he's recanted. Probably, I don't know, you can take the list, two-thirds probably of the Republican Party attend this thing. The Republican Party is nothing but a bunch of, you know, Judeo-Christian, treasonous, traitorous cult of Israel, you know, Jew-worshipping filth. See, that's who these people are. And that's why they're a bunch of traitors. It's the cult of Israel that controls that party. And I'm going to tell you something. After Jeffrey Epstein, who's an obvious Mossad agent, okay, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell's father was a Mossad agent. He was killed by Mossad, okay? After all of our children that Jew SOB raped, and we don't know how many, okay, of our children, okay, were killed and slaughtered down on that island. We don't know what, because that's what these people do, okay? Okay. After all that, how these mentally ill people can still deify Israel and the Jewish people is beyond me. These people are mentally ill, and they need to take their churches and their pastors and their warped theology, and they need to shove it all up their asses. See, I'm sick of these SOB people. See, this little third rail, just because someone stamps church on their forehead and waves a Bible, hey, doesn't matter, because these people are traitors, and they are the Republican Party, and that's why the Republican Party will never go anywhere, because they're the cult of Israel.
Hey,
and that's
so
a
much
fact. You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
Let me interject this too, Tony. Look at the contrast of how the FBI handled the Epstein. We don't know what they found. There's been no release of any information, no press conference. The way they handled that, and then look at how they're handling the Trump rallies. They're chasing down everybody's cell phone that pinged off a tower that was near the Capitol during the Trump rally. Hey, thank you so much, Tony. Thank you so much. Love to keep talking to you, but we got a full stack and more coming on. Some will move on. Mark in Philly, Miles, Tom, and Jenna coming up. Mark, how you doing? Thanks for holding me.
Hello, Farron. Hello, Farron. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I want to acknowledge you. Thank you very much with Catherine Austin Fitz. Now, that is Planet Breakdown Film. Is that it?
I'm sorry, I was muted. PlanetLockdownFilm.com. PlanetLockdownFilm.com. I had to go to Rumple, which I wasn't familiar with, to find the 50-minute documentary, but PlanetLockdownFilm.com is where you start.
Okay, well, I want to. She's brilliant, and she brings out a lot of dots, and she connects them very well. She's very keen. She brings keen awareness to what's really going on behind the scenes, because we have what's going on the face of the matter, but what's really going on is behind the curtain, kind of like in The Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
And let me interject right here, right quick, Mark. I wished I debated on playing the entire film, which I never do on the show. I debated on playing. It's that good. I mean, it does. You're correct. It connects the dots, especially you get into the last about 15 minutes of it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I want to also acknowledge what Paul's saying about the medical industrial complex. Okay. So they've supplanted the church, our churches, you know, our gatherings and getting together and worshiping what we believe is God, the best we can feel and think and all of that. And they've replaced it with the medical industrial complex with the pastors and the preachers. But we have that high priest on top, Fauci, Falsy, like you call him, Falsy. So this is all a part of what we talked about earlier several years back, Farron, mesmerization of the human mind and soul. I mean, just put us all in get us confounded and confused, and people will gravitate towards, you know, what everybody else is doing instead of stopping and feeling and thinking for themselves. So, and learning how to say no to baloney. Anyway, the other thing I want to bring up is there are people beyond in the realm in media listening to your show, because last night, and I'm saying this because if you remember several months ago, I brought up about something about narcissism. You know, you have empathy, which is love and compassion and caring for others. That's the one extreme. The other extreme is apathy. But if you square apathy, it turns into narcissism. And if we don't that people don't see? I mean, are they not acting like narcissists, these Democrats, these communists, let's call them communists, what they really are? I mean, they are narcissistic. I mean, they're worshiping themselves, and they could care little, even about their own people, really. But so narcissism showed up on Fox News last night. The word narcissism showed up. I thought it was interesting. So there are people beyond listening to your show, and I wish I would have known that you were going to be in on Wednesday. I would have listened to you, because I don't listen to John that much because I'm really busy in the evenings usually. But anyway, thank you very much, Farron, for opening up the forum, keeping it open, and daring to ask the keen questions. And thanks to all the callers that bring their perspective into this. Also, one more thing I want to mention, because I grew up in the family-owned mom-and-pop business through the years. The minimum wage raised to 15 is workable for those corporations who can, you know, that work on funny money and lies, and that's how they get funded, through propaganda BS of their value, which is not as real as people think that it is. But the small mom and pops, the margins on small mom and pop businesses, it's harder the number one cost in business is labor. So they can't handle those high margins like that for small mom and pop that maybe has 10 to 20 employees or something like that, you know? So that's my little feedback on that. But thanks again, Farron. I'll let it go. Thank you very much. And thanks to all the callers for daring to call in and give us your perspective of things from where you're at. Thank you.
Hey, and that was Wednesday night, February 3rd. Hour one, I did think was better than usual radio for me. And so you might want to check it out on the archive. Thank you for those kind words. Miles in Maine, thank you for holding.
There you are.
Hey, Miles. Miles?
Farron?
Hey, in there.
Good morning, Farron. Who is this? Is this Ken?
No, this is Farron.
Oh, okay, sir. Yeah, you kind of come in and out. Good morning, Farron.
Good morning.
I enjoyed that last caller. He was on the money about a couple different things. Also, you know, always a great call by Tony, and Paul knocked it out of the park again, of course. But, you know, on this minimum wage thing, I do think there needs to be something that takes place here. You know, and I wasn't always for that. I always believed in went with the rhetoric about raising the wages would be damaging and everything. But, you know, we see these out-of-control billionaires who are now, you know, apparently have been involved with this hoax enough to become trillionaires. And, as the other caller said, you know, the local mom and pops, no, they can't do it. But, you know, to give them some type of fair footing, I don't see anything wrong with taking these huge corporations and making them pay, making them increase these wages. And, you know, this really isn't something new. In fact, it took some ingenuity by Henry Ford to make this to bring this situation into light. Henry Ford realized that if he paid better wages, he could sell more cars to the people that were building them. And those people in turn could go out and buy more products and travel. So it really makes sense for these billionaires to, come up with some sort of program, profit sharing or something, but something that raises that minimum wage to get these people over the hump. You know, we can't live 25 and 30, 35 years behind in wages. And also, you know, I wanted to comment, Farron, this stuff with Marjorie Taylor Greene, this is absolutely outrageous. And in my opinion, I don't think there should be any parties. I think the party system should be eliminated. You just come out here and run as the best man and your merits or whatever, because when they get involved with these parties, that's where the distortion begins. These parties, these RNC, DNC, they dictate down to these people, and they come up with these kooky ideas and acquiesce to these global elitists that support these parties, financing them, and then we have all sorts of trouble. And then my final issue here, because I don't want to take up all your time, is this coronavirus. We're supposed to be the second wave. Well, we're mid-February just about here. Where's this second wave that's going to knock everybody out? And just ironically now, the Democrats decide, boy, my goodness, it's time to open up the economy.
Oh, I know, Miles. They're riding the horse of the coronavirus to get everything that they've ever wanted to happen, all the way down to rigging elections and locking down the population. And right now there's a Fox News headline that Bank of America handed over customers' data to feds following the Capitol riots. Even the bank is turning you in if you attended that event. It's incredible.
Well, and where is the consumer protection on that? Where is the protection for the consumer on these things? You know, and another point I'd like to make, all this stuff going on, all these extremely treacherous acts that took place that we even saw against President Trump in his private life, and there's no investigation, no congressional hearings into the FBI, their function, what's going on, what's taking place. I mean, you know, you can say what you want about some of the old Democrats, but I'll tell you what, I don't know if he's still there. I know he's not in office. But John Conyers, you know, I'll never forget what he told Janet Reno about Waco. You know, I mean, almost dropped me to the floor when he made the statement to her, you know, this was the best idea. You thought this was a good idea, and some other commentary that he had. And that was even a Democrat like Conyers. Where are any of these people's? There's no conscience here anymore. There's nothing, no ethics, no morals. The voting doesn't work. The Supreme Court is nothing but a group of prom queens sitting around up there looking for their next adventure. And, you know, it's bizarre clown world, just as you call it. You couldn't have labeled it any better, but that's exactly what it is, Farron. And with that, I'll let you go. Let some other callers get in. Great show.
Hey, thank you so much. Let's go to Tom in Utah. Then we got Jenna, Mike in New York. I don't know how many we'll get in. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Farron. I'll be really brief. I'm really proud of Tony Robbins, so I really advise people to take the advice that he gives. Both he and several other were very good students of mine, and I'm proud of him for being courageous enough to speak the truth and speak the facts and the advice that I gave to him. And by the way, even Catherine Austin Fitz, she was involved with me with the GassingAmerica.com effort of mine, which is still ongoing. So she's right on the target about the corruption inside the system. But anyway, like I say, just follow the advice of Tony Robbins, follow the advice of Catherine Austin Fitz, and anybody who wants to get it directly from the horse's mouth, go to GassingAmerica.com and call me. If you have courage. By the way, the way to survive this mess is to follow that advice. That's it.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much, Tom. Thank you so much. Jenna in Washington. Jenna, you're on.
Thanks for taking my call. I do want to correct you. My son is a Marine, and he did tell me this week he just got the vaccine, and he's on the East Coast. Because here in Washington State, Jay Inslee is painting a picture of scarcity, who should come first. King 5 News out of Seattle just today puts up the ethics around who should be next, the inequity problem with the COVID. It's on YouTube. And this health law professional that teaches at University of Washington says point blankly that this independent, greedy-minded, wealthy people, they need to balance their rights, and uses the word communitarian in terms of the global perspective that all other countries are having. So that's how they're framing it, but she uses the word global communitarian perspective. And Amitai Etzioni, you know, for decades, he's been writing books about these, you know, the independent Luddites who think they have personal rights need to balance that and wake up and become more communitarian. It's the ethical, sociological perspective that's being pushed subtly. But for it to come on King 5 News this morning, I just needed to call in and bring that up because it's that scarcity, fear, and then me first. But this lawyer, she kind of slipped up, and at first she said me too, which is a whole nother thing. But I needed to share that because Amitai Etzioni, he has the Communitarian Network. He's been writing articles and books for decades pushing this.
Jenna, and it's, Thank you so much for sharing that. I've got one more caller, and we got about 3 minutes. I'm going to get him on. He's been on hold since 10:30. But thank you so much for the phone call and for that information. Michael in New York, you'll be the last call. We got about 2 minutes. They're yours.
Good morning, Farron. Hope all is well, sir. You know, regarding everybody lining up for the shots that you've been covering, Farron, if they want to take it, I mean, you can only feel sorry for them, right? It is amazing how many sheeple there are out there. But at the same time, everybody that's wise to what's going on here, they understand the big picture, and they have the option of making sure that they retain their freedom of choice, especially women, right? I tell women all the time now, look, if when they push that on, you say, my body, my choice. It always was shoved in our face for their rights to abuse their body and have abortions, et cetera, their body, their choice. But now, if they tell women, no, no, that doesn't work for you now, okay, so that's a line for the women. But the mental health issue, let's recall back when G.W. Bush began promoting the mental health tests, and now they're back with the Obama-Biden administration pushing mental health tests for gun control, confiscation, et cetera, et cetera. It's all back. The old agenda's back. Trump bought us 4 years, and now they're back pushing hard on us with their agenda. So the big picture, ultimately, everybody's just got to keep in mind, we're just experiencing tremendous corruption. Republicans, Democrats, we know they're opposite sides of a Federal Reserve coin. They're all in bed. And what do you expect? They're all homos. They're all pedos, and you're expecting conscious, sane decisions from such people? That's insanity right there. No, the corruption is so extensive, it has to be either burned out or everything's just going to rot. There's no other options here, and of course we don't have the ability to burn them out because we've been neutered. I mean, that's obvious. We just got to ride it out, stay healthy, and if push comes to shove, and we're in the streets to defend our republic at that point in time, then all the men and women will be doing that. But in the meantime, we got to stay healthy, stay smart, and stay prepared with everything. And the only way to do that is staying close to Mother Nature, God's system, so that you don't get sick. And that way you stay healthy and strong while everything just collapses around you. We have to be prepared in all these various ways. That's what everybody's got to constantly consider. Don't get caught up in too much of the minutia going on around us. It's pure insanity. Now, the last, the big picture, is the Zionist agenda. They want Israel to be the superpower. They got to destroy us. They want to turn our country into a welfare state, and we're witnessing it before our eyes. It's stunning. It's shocking. It's amazing all at the same time to experience this. But this is where we're at. It's all going to collapse at some point, and their agenda is going to collapse as well because they are the Christ killers. The Zionists have no future. They think they do with all their power they accumulate at the material level. They think they're...
Thank you.
Thank you, Farron.
Hey, weather.com, during the second week in January, 23 people tested positive for flu in the United States. Last year at the same time, it was 14,657. Weather.com reported that. We're out of time for this week. When they come for you, go give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.